Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 255. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Welcome to the new year. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And I've got a good episode for you today. It's something, frankly, I just thought of. I'm coming hot off a boys' coffee session with my friends here in Chicago. I grabbed coffee with a couple friends, and I guess you know you're getting old when your idea of a good time or your idea of like socializing is 9:30 a.m. coffee on a Sunday with your boys. But had a good time and had some good conversations, and it gave me the idea for this episode here. And I'll hop right into it. And I think it is timely, particularly for this time of year, and particularly given the circumstances, of course. So I'll hop into it in just a second. Before I do, quick thank you for listening. Quick thank you for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com. That is where, of course, you can pick up the New Mindset Journal, which I think is particularly relevant now. It's a great time to start a journal habit. And it's also where you could pick up Single is Your Superpower, which is also timely, I suppose. Now is a great opportunity to hit reset on the negative connotation that being single for some reason has. So I think that's great. And also very soon, very, very soon, in the next 2 weeks, I am releasing my new journal. I'm excited to share more about that in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that announcement. I will be announcing it on my Instagram at case.kenny. So you can check me out there if you want to hear more. But that's it. That's enough for the promo. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. That's enough for me. So thank you for doing that. But this episode here, the headline is that it's easy. It's easy to feel lonely right now. And it's even easier to miss someone as a result, an ex, and to think that reaching out to them, reconnecting with them is a good idea. But it's not. And I'll show you why I say this and why I think the most compassionate thing you could do for yourself when you feel lonely is to raise your standard. So, like I said, the context for this episode is that it's easy to feel lonely right now. That's lonely because of the messed up circumstances we're in, lonely because you haven't seen friends in a while, lonely because you just don't have that social input, lonely because your dating life is in shambles. It's easy to feel lonely. And I've done several episodes before on the power, actually, of being alone. I've talked about the difference between being alone versus feeling lonely. But at a certain point, it's kind of inevitable that you're going to feel lonely. And there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I could do that's going to like fix that. And you know, that loneliness is particularly exacerbated when you miss an ex, when you miss someone you had an almost relationship with, right? So like loneliness can be made even worse in the context of dating, in having a lack of a relationship, or when you're single. It's like it's pouring gasoline on a fire. You just feel even more lonely. And so I have some thoughts here on what to do if you're feeling lonely and you find yourself missing someone from your past, whether that's, you know, a full-blown ex, whether that's someone from an almost relationship you had, whatever you name it. So I'll start here by saying that without a doubt, it is okay to feel lonely. Just because you feel lonely doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Having times where you feel really, really lonely is completely normal. Like we tend to do this thing that when we feel a negative emotion in our lives, like feeling lonely, we first think that there's something wrong with us and that as a result, we need to do something to fix that. And then boom, that's how we end up being driven back to an ex. But It's a very powerful thing to realize that every single person feels lonely. Every single person. Like, if I'm honest, I feel lonely. I am lonely. It is what it is. And like I said, I did just get back from coffee with some of my guys, and each one of us said the same thing. A group of guys all in our 30s, we all said the same thing. Yeah, we're lonely. We're lonely. And within the context of dating and being single, it's even worse. We're like super lonely. So here you have me, right? Apparently, I'm the self-help guy. People on Instagram think it's funny to call me Bropra. I'm the dude who is supposed to have all the answers. And I'm lonely. And then you've got my other dudes who also feel the same way. And we're not some like super sensitive, over the top kind of guys. You know, we're talking, you know, protein shakes, gym workouts, lots of beards and flannel kind of dudes. And we're all lonely. So I'll start by saying that if you're feeling lonely right now, take it off the table. You're not alone. You are not alone in that. But here's the thing about feeling lonely and where we start getting into the, you know, I'm going to text my ex territory as a result. Feeling lonely can lead you to think things that just aren't true. Namely, that you miss someone and that you should reconnect with them. That you miss an ex. That you miss someone, you know, you had an almost relationship with. That you miss your friend with benefits. You name it. Feeling lonely can lead you to miss someone. And that can make you do things that just aren't right for you, things that don't respect your standards. So I say all this because I think it's important to take a big old step back. And when you're feeling this way, lonely and missing someone, to ask yourself, do I miss the person or do I miss the company, the routine, the feelings, the sex, whatever? Well, it's probably the latter if you're honest with yourself. And I want to do this short episode to remind you of this fact that just because you're lonely and just because you miss someone, it doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. There isn't anything to fix because there's a reason that person is in your past. And I genuinely believe that with enough vulnerability, you'll agree with that. And you'll agree that it's probably best that they stay there, knowing that when you feel lonely, you don't have to run back to someone who might make you feel less lonely. You don't have to run back to someone who, when you were with them, you didn't feel lonely at all. So the headline for this episode is that it's okay to feel lonely. And it's also okay to miss someone. But the last thing you should do is lower your standard and reach out to that person. The last thing you should do is to act out of loneliness. More on why I say that specifically in a minute, but the too long didn't read of this would be that you should keep your standards high. That's both when you're not lonely, but also particularly so when you are lonely, to keep your standards high. Like, I think when you feel lonely, it's the best opportunity to raise your standard even further and to keep them there. When you're lonely and you just want to feel loved, appreciated, when you just want to have companionship with someone, sex with someone, that is the best opportunity for you to prove to yourself that you have standards, that you live by your standards. So here's how I think about this and why I'm kind of blindly saying this, right? Like, I don't know you. I don't know anything about your past relationships. I don't know anything about who you might be missing. But I do kind of stand by blindly saying that you shouldn't act on it. I am. I'm kind of blindly saying that you shouldn't reach out to that person. But I say that for a reason, of course. And the first is more of an observation. It's that oftentimes, as humans, we think that just because we miss someone, that we should do something about it. We think that having an emotion like that, having a feeling that kind of conflicts our present with our past, we think that those feelings mean that we need to do something, that we need to fix something, that because we miss someone, that we need to act on it. But I really don't think that's the case. It's not like, you know, another human feeling like, oh, I'm hungry, therefore I should eat. It's not like that. Because if you take a step back and you realize that it's normal to have these feelings. It's normal to have these feelings about an ex, about someone you dated. It's normal to miss them. It's normal. And I'd say, I think it's a bit weird if you didn't feel that way at some point. I think it's healthy to look back and smile because of some good moments or good memories and to miss them. That's okay. I think that's healthy. But that doesn't mean you need to act on them. Like, I can look back and look at any ex, any person I've dated, and even though there are clear reasons why we didn't work out, within the right context, I can say, yeah, honestly, I miss her. Sure. Yes. That's normal. But I've also realized that feeling lonely can exacerbate that feeling 1,000 times over and make you start to doubt yourself. That maybe you should reconnect. That maybe you should talk or hang out or whatever. But then I remember something else. I remember that life is best lived with a sense of closure. And I've talked a lot about closure on the podcast. I've talked about how you have to create closure for yourself. Closure isn't something that's created for you. It's not something that's given to you. It doesn't come to you in the form of an apology or reassurance from someone else or a conversation with someone else. It comes from you. You have to create it. And within the context of feeling lonely and then missing someone from your past as a result, it's okay. It's okay to look back and miss moments, to miss the lack of loneliness. It's okay that maybe you're not completely over them. That is fine. And I think it's important to realize that everyone's timelines are different. How much time you need to create that closure might not be clear for some time, but it's helpful to remember that you are in the process of creating closure. That person you're missing is out of your life for a reason, whether it was your call or whether it was theirs. But to allow your loneliness to drive you back to them is moving you further and further from that closure that you're creating. That's closure that you said you wanted. It's closure that you said you deserved, right? Not too long ago, or maybe a long time ago. Again, I don't know the circumstance that maybe you're missing someone within, but not too long ago, or maybe a long time ago, you decided that you wanted to create closure in your life. So in this moment right now, in this vulnerable moment of loneliness, I think you owe it to yourself to remember that. To remember why you wanted that closure in the first place. And to then dig in your heels and say, I am still creating closure. I am creating closure. Yes, I miss that person. Yes, sure, I miss moments associated with them. I just want someone to hold me. I just want to be Lil Spoon. You can say that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to remember why that chapter closed in the first place. Or at a minimum, you simply have to remember that the chapter closed in the first place, that it ended. You might not know why yet, but you just have to trust yourself. You have to trust that journey. You have to trust that you're in the midst of creating closure. And to allow your loneliness to drive you back to them, even if it's only for a moment, even if it's just for a quick hang, a quick conversation, even if it's just for, you know, that warm feeling of having someone to talk to, that is starting the process all over again. And you deserve better than that. Your standard for yourself has to be higher than that. Because in a kind of a weird roundabout way, when you allow your loneliness to drive you back to someone you're no longer with, in a way you are settling. You are. You're allowing a very universal human feeling to move you to go back to someone who at some point decided, or you decided, that you were not right for them and they were not right for you. That's someone who was not capable of delivering what you needed, who was not capable of understanding you, who did not meet your standards, or you didn't meet their standards. So as much as it might hurt, as much as you might think that reaching back out, reconnecting with that person in a moment of loneliness might feel good, and yeah, it might be fun, it might feel good, you might feel less lonely for a bit, as much as you might think that, I promise you that it really is not the right move for you. It's not the right move for you when you're feeling lonely. You can make that decision if you aren't lonely. If you're completely happy and content and you're not all up in your feelings because of loneliness, I say, okay. It's okay to evaluate it within that context. But to do so amidst feeling lonely, that's just not the right time. It's not the right time. It's like a drunk dial, right? You're going to regret that in the morning. But if you feel the same way in the morning and you've sobered up, okay. Then we're talking about a different thing and you can explore that. But to miss someone out of loneliness and to act on that, that is something I really think you'll grow to regret because you're not being intentional. you're strong enough on your own. You're strong enough to act on the standards you put in place after that relationship didn't work out. You're strong enough to act on the standards you put in place after that person didn't choose you, after you didn't choose them, whatever happened. You're strong enough to honor those standards and to respect yourself. And to do that amidst feeling lonely, well, that's a superpower. It's a superpower. I think it's funny. I say lots of things are superpowers on the podcast, but I really think it is. To feel lonely, it's a shitty feeling. It's a bad feeling. But to look that loneliness in the face and to know that it's not forever, that there's nothing wrong with you for feeling that way, and to know that it's okay to miss someone within that context, but to then stop there, to appreciate, to reminisce, but to not act, yeah, that's a superpower. It's a power move. It's a flex, whatever you want to call it, to prove to yourself what you deserve by not acting on it. That you didn't find, you know, yourself with that person before for a reason, and that's that. Chapter over. Closure created, or closure is a work in progress, whatever. That is a superpower. And I promise you that honoring that is going to serve you in big ways. It's something you'll be proud of. Because I don't think you'll ever be capable of looking back, you know, call it months from now, where you're not feeling so lonely, or when things have changed, or when you've found your stride or your person, whatever. I don't think you could honestly ever be in that state of mind, look back and regret honoring your standards, honoring the standards you put in place. I don't think you'll ever regret that. You'll never regret honoring that truth. You'll never look back and be like, man, I regret that I didn't reach out to my ex when I was lonely. I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's possible. You'll be the opposite. You'll be proud of yourself for not doing it. You'll be like, man, I'm glad I stood my ground and I didn't allow myself to act out of that time of weakness. So I say, put yourself in your shoes a couple months from now and picture yourself just being proud of honoring your standard for creating closure, for living that superpower. And know that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you for feeling lonely. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you for missing someone as a result. You're right there alongside of myself, my boys, and millions and millions and millions of other people. So do yourself a favor. Feel those things. It's okay. Feel what you're feeling, but don't allow those emotions to drive you back to a chapter you've already left. You left for a reason, or they left for a reason. There's so much peace in accepting that, and there's even more peace in recognizing that accepting that means you're respecting yourself and the closure you've created or are creating for yourself. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I thought this was a good episode for the timing, for, I don't know, the dead of winter, cuffing season. A lot of folks are alone right now. So if that was helpful, I'd love it if you would share the episode with a friend, share the podcast with a friend, send them the link, tell them to subscribe. And again, thank you so much for checking out newmindsethoodis.com, for checking out my journals. That means a lot to me. And just thank you for listening. Of course, if you just listen, that is more than enough for me. So thank you for listening. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.